Smut, Two Unseemly Stories, written and read by Alan Bennett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Greening of Mrs. Donaldson. "I gather you're my wife," said the man in the waiting room. "I don't think I've had the pleasure. Might one know your name?" Middle-aged and scrawny, he was bare-legged, and underneath his shorty dressing gown Mrs. Donaldson thought he might be bare altogether. "Donaldson." "Right. Mine's Terry. I've been away." He put out his hand, and as he shook it briefly, the dressing gown fell open to reveal a pair of tangerine Y-fronts with, tucked into the waistband, a mobile phone. "Trouble in the back passage," he said cheerfully. "No," said Mrs. Donaldson, "I don't think so." "Mine, not yours, dear," said Terry. "You're just my wife." "I was given to understand," said Mrs. Donaldson, "that it was your waterworks." "No fear," Terry hitched up his Y-fronts. "No way." "Frequency," said Mrs. Donaldson, "waking at night." "Absolutely not. I go before I come to bed, and then first thing in the morning. Well, you know that." And he sniggered. "You're my wife." Mrs. Donaldson took out a folder. "I think you'll find," said Terry, "it's the other department. Stools, hard and difficult to pass, occasional blood, all that. I thought I could be very shy, which is why you're here, to hold my hand." "Well, I was a nurse," admitted Mrs.